Do you want to be better in business or life? Do you want to be able to execute and succeed? You must have a positive mindset. You must believe and stay focused. Do you know what it takes? It takes fuel. Welcome to Fuel Your Drive.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York. Oh my God, guys, you need to get fired up. We have a really great guest, someone that I was just recently on his podcast a couple weeks ago. He gets a million views and listens monthly. He's been featured as one of the best podcasts on Apple. He's been featured in Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio. He's interviewed over 2,000 successful entrepreneurs, some like Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, and others real successful entrepreneurs. Guys, give a round of applause and welcome my man, my friend, John Lee Dumas, known as JLD. John, welcome to the show.
Josh, it is rare that I can be a guest on a show where the host match my energy and enthusiasm. So I knew when you asked, I had to say yes. And, you know, it's just been an honor having people like yourself, Tony Robbins, Barbara Corcoran, and over 2,000 guests over the past 7 years on Entrepreneurs on Fire. It's been an absolute honor, and I can't wait for what the future holds.
Awesome, guys. Like I said, you were in for a real treat. As soon as I got off the phone, I said, you know, I need to get my man on Fuel Your Drive because he's going to bring some real great nuggets. And first, I think, you know, John, why don't you start off by kind of just sharing a little bit about how you got into the podcast game, how you become so successful. And then I want to start getting real into the, you know, real details of, you know, takeaways you receive from some of the most successful people that you've interviewed, obviously some traits that you've seen that are consistent with other people. And I guess first we'll start there, you know?
All of those things. Absolutely. We talk about their successes, their wins, their failures, their mistakes, and all of that jazz, because, you know, to kind of really get to the juxtaposition of your question, back in 2011, I had been struggling for 6 years, Josh. I mean, here I was, a military combat vet. I served as an officer in the U.S. Army from 2002 to 2006. I came out with all the accolades and I said, okay, let's go from strength to strength. So I tried corporate finance. I tried law school. I tried real estate. Over the course of 6 years, it wasn't a snap of the fingers. It was 6 years of me trying these different, quote unquote, traditional careers, hoping the whole time that they were going to lead me to something called success. Well, they did not lead me to success. They definitely did not lead me to happiness. And at that point in 2012, I said, okay, I've been doing this for 6 years now, haven't found success nor happiness, time to change things up. So I started educating myself, Josh. I started learning from those people who had achieved success and who had found happiness through that achievement by reading the right books, by listening to the right audiobooks, by consuming great free podcasts that were out there. And there were a ton back in 2012, but there were definitely some good ones. And at that point, as a consumer of podcasts and content, I identified a niche that wasn't being filled. I, John Lee Dumas, wanted to listen to a podcast every single day as I was driving to work, as I was at the gym, fill in the blank. And there was no show out there that was doing that on a consistent level. So back in 2012, I launched Entrepreneurs on Fire, the first and only daily show interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs. And for 2,000 days in a row, Josh, I published an episode, whether it was Christmas or Easter or my mother's birthday, it didn't matter. I published an episode. And as I like to say in the fitness world, I put in the flipping reps. You're not going to get jacked. You're not going to get into great shape. You're not going to have success in this life unless you put in the reps. And I put in the reps. I was like that 110-pound soaking wet weakling you see walk into gyms that 2 years later is in the best rip shape of his life. Because what did I do? I went into the gym every single day, my quote-unquote gym, which was a studio, and I put in the reps. And because of that, I built a business that for 5 years in a row now hasn't just generated $1 million in revenue, because there's a lot of people out there that are like, my business generates millions of dollars of revenue a year. Yeah, how much do you keep each year? And how much goes into your bank account? We net 7 figures every single year for the past 5 years now. So much so that 3 years ago, I moved to the lovely island of Puerto Rico, where you get to pay a flat 4% tax rate as a U.S. citizen, instead of the 51% I was paying out in California. And I've just been adding to that bankroll, to that war chest, and trying to do great things in this world as I'm taking it one day at a time.
I love it, man. I'm getting so fired up right now. You have no idea, people. So I want to touch on something because I talk about this all the time. Consistency wins. You must be consistent. People always ask me, you know, Johnny, I always say, how are you so motivated all the time? And I tell them, it's not motivation. It's discipline. So maybe, you know, tell the people a little bit about how you were able to stay so consistent, because there's no way you had that drive every day. I'm sure you had some days where you were feeling down or you were feeling like it wasn't working. Like, how did you overcome that? And maybe touch on that a little bit.
I overcame those days that we all have. You're just lacking energy, lacking drive, lacking motivation, you know, down in the dumps. Listen, we're human beings. And even though it may sound from my voice and Josh's voice that we're always on cloud nine, that's just not the case. We are human beings. We have our ups. We have our downs. That's just reality. So how do you overcome those days where you're down? How do you win on those days where you're struggling? Well, when you're not struggling and you're excited and fired up on a given day, it's easy to win because you can do it, because you can make things happen. But how do you do so on those days where it's not? You have systems and habits in place that you do no matter what. So I have a morning routine that I wake up 7 days a week, rain or shine, where in Puerto Rico, it's usually raining and the sun is usually shining all at the same time because that's the tropical paradise that we live in. So no matter what it is, I wake up if I feel like crap, if I'm going through something bad, if I feel amazing or somewhere in the middle, my first 90 minutes never differ. Because no matter how crappy I felt when I woke up or how amazing I felt when I woke up, I'm feeling about the exact same 90 minutes later because of the morning routine that I put myself through. And so everybody needs to say, you know what? I'm going to have the good days. I'm going to have the bad days, but I'm going to own the first. And for me, it's 90 minutes. For every one of you, that might not be realistic right now. So own the first 15 minutes and then try to push that out to 30 minutes. You know, as soon as you can, get out to owning the first 60 minutes of your day. And it will be an absolute game changer. And use those 60 minutes to work on you, the human, the individual. Just like when your plane's going down and they say, hey, don't grab that oxygen and try to put on other people right away because you're only going to be able to help a couple people before you pass out. No, put that oxygen on yourself, help yourself, and then go around and help everybody else because you're good. That's what I do every single day. I focus on me, JLD, with my health, with my wellness, with my nutrition, with my focus, with my meditation, with my journaling, with all of those things, so that 90 minutes later, when I turn my attention to the outside world, I can crush it for you, Fire Nation, my audience who consumes my content on a daily, weekly, monthly basis, and make sure that happens. So for me, Josh, it's the systems, it's the automation, it's the habits. It's the commitment to my first 90 minutes every single morning. It's the reason why I've been running a multi-million-dollar business for 7 years now, not just for a year, 2 years, and you see people flame out. That's not going to happen. I'm going to be here in 2020. I'm going to be here in 2040 because I'm doing what I want to do and I'm taking care of myself.
Love it. Love it. Everyone needs to listen to what he's saying. JLD, you are so spot on. I talk about routines. It's the most important part. Like, it's part of the process. People don't understand that. And I try to share this all the time because it's just something, whether it's just you're reading in the morning, whether you're meditating, whether you're literally gardening, you need to get routines, stick to them, and do them every single day. Mine's about 90 minutes too. It's actually my workout, my sauna, my cardio. I do it every day, no matter what. Every single day. It's like clockwork. And also something you can take away from this is, you know, I tell people all the time, you could literally have a male or female sniper outside my home. They will get me every day because I'm so on point. Like literally, like JLD, I'm to the T. And I'm sensing that same energy from you and I love it. And I love it. Well,
it's so true.
Listen, people,
okay, let me give you listeners one piece of practical advice right now, just before we move off this topic. And that's read the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. That book is so key because it shows you how if you just focus on doing one thing and you focus on getting 1% better every single day, you'll be shocked that in 60 days, 90 days, 120 days, you are literally 120% better than you were prior just by doing that one little thing. So for those of you, because I know there's people out there, Josh, and they're saying this right now, I don't have 90 minutes. My life is a mess. I get it. I didn't have 90 minutes 5 years ago, 10 years ago either because I wasn't prioritizing myself. and it doesn't come by snapping your fingers and doing it overnight. So just start off with a 5-minute morning routine, then go to 15 minutes. And then, and hey, and not overnight, by the way, I'm saying 1% increments, you build up to 15 minutes, and then 1% increments will get you to 30, and so on and so forth. So read the book, The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Then start small, tiny, but every single day you must be doing one thing, adding one important key element to your morning routine to step it up by at least 1%. And then you'll be hearing this episode again a year, 3 years later, and you'll say, yes, it didn't come overnight, but now I'm there with Josh and with JLD, and I'm doing 90 minutes of self-care every single day. And that sniper, he can get me right between the eyes.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Well, listen, let's touch a little bit. You know, look, as you hear people, my man JLD is running a successful business, generating obviously an income over 7 figures. And it took me a long time to get there. It took me roughly about 7.5, 8 years. Why don't you talk a little bit about what was that process? How long did it take you? And, you know, and the one thing before we even get into that, and I would love for you to touch on this. As you listen to JLD talk, he keeps talking about how he's going to be here. He's not going anywhere. That's what everyone needs to listen to, because whatever you believe you achieve, and he knows that, and he knows this fire is never burning out, because like you said, right, entrepreneurs on fire, but honestly, the fact of the matter is JLD's on fire and it's not burning out. So John, maybe talk about that a little bit, because people, I'm sure, would love to understand and then learn about that a little bit.
And you nailed it, brother. Like, my business is on fire because I'm on fire. And that's key for everybody listening. You need to become on fire in what it is that you do, and everything you touch will then, in a good way, burst into flames. So let's kind of move forward now into your revenue question. I think that is important. When I launched back in 2012, the first 12 months, and by the way, you can go and look at all this information, eofire.com/income. So the last 67 months, we've been posting a monthly income report where we break down all the revenue we generated. And we do this for a number of reasons. We want you to see what's working for us right now in our business. You can emulate some of our successes, but we also talk about our failures and our mistakes, which happen every single month. And I'm as proud of some of my failures as I am of some of my successes, because those failures mean I'm pushing the envelope. I'm testing myself. I'm trying new things. And I'm failing at new things, but I'm learning and getting better all the time. So we share our successes, our revenue wins, our mistakes, our revenue losses. I bring my lawyer, my CPA onto these income reports so that they can drop value bombs when it comes to taxes and legal stuff for entrepreneurs as well. Because you've got to have the full spectrum. You have to have that full team. So these income reports are such a wealth of information. And now there's 67 of them waiting for you to consume over at eofire.com/income. And you'll see my first income report we launched was a 1-year income report. Every single one after that was a 1-month income report, because we actually had something to talk about. But for our first year, we generated $27,000. So not nothing. It was, you know, something that a lot of people would be happy to make $27,000 per year. I totally get that. But it was a ton of work. And at the end of the year, we made $27,000. But we stuck to the system. We stuck to the process. We kept learning and investing and educating in ourselves. And month 13 is when we hit that hockey stick effect that you sometimes hear about. And that was our first 6-figure month of net revenue. And for now, the past 67 months, we've never dipped back below over $100,000 a month in net revenue. We've gone as high some months as $500K in net revenue. And then we kind of usually fluctuate between $100,000 to $200,000 in net revenue. That's kind of where we're really consistently found our sweet spot revenue wise. And this is us, a very small team, myself, my girlfriend Kate, and a couple virtual assistants. And we live a good life out here in Puerto Rico, getting to keep the money that we make because of the incredible tax incentives of living on this amazing island, Puerto Rico, in the Caribbean. So our first year, hey, $27,000, it wasn't everything. But what do we do right? This is the point I want to make, Josh, before I hand it back over to you, is I found a niche that had a void in it, and that void needed to be filled. I knew in my heart of hearts that there needed to be a daily podcast interviewing successful entrepreneurs, because I knew that I wanted that to exist, and it didn't. And I knew other people wanted it as well, and I wanted to be the person to deliver that product, that service, that daily podcast interviewing successful entrepreneurs. So I did it, and it was not an overnight success or an over month success. It was over a year until we hit that hockey stick. And honestly, there was a lot of luck that was involved along the way as well. Luck, of course, is where effort meets opportunity. So we were putting in the effort and the opportunity came along. Boom, we had that hockey stick financial growth and we haven't looked back since. But for everybody listening, that's the secret sauce right now. What are people not doing in this world that just has you shaking your head like, how does this not exist? Like if we got into depth with Josh right now, there's something that he brought to his niche, to his vertical, that other people weren't doing to the level that he's doing it. And that's why he's had an explosion of success. So what are you as a human being saying that needs to exist in the world? This is a void that does not currently have a solution to it. Be that solution to that thing. Stick with it. Be committed. Be consistent. Success will come immediately, but your success will catch up to the value you're adding to the world in that area. So that was key for me, Josh. It wasn't overnight, but it's been a great financial roller coaster ever since we hit that hockey stick.
I love it. I love it. I love it. People, you're going to really get a lot of nuggets out of this. I'm sure people are going to play this multiple times now. You know, now I'm sure, look, we know you have interviewed some major players, you know, like we said, Tony Robbins and Barbara Cochran from Shark Tank and others. You know, how did you go after and getting these people? Like, what did it take? Was it challenging? And then once you started getting them, obviously, I'm sure it became easier to get others. Like, maybe talk a little bit about that because I'm sure people would love to understand that.
You're absolutely correct. It's a domino effect. If you can really get that one big domino to drop, everything afterwards becomes easier. It doesn't become easy. It becomes easier. And so for me, I was strategic. I waited. I put in the reps. I honed my interview skills by interviewing C and D players. Now, by C and D players, I'm not saying that these are, you know, C and D players in the thing of like a grade scale. Like these are just up and comers who haven't quite hit it yet, but they're hungry, they're hustling, they're putting in the effort and they're doing some great things. I brought them on my show and I elevated them. And when the show went out, they shared it with their audience and I honed my interviews and I honed my chops and I made things happen in that manner. That was me putting in the reps and I was strategic and I waited. And then what happened? I saw Tim Ferriss was launching a book, The 4-Hour Chef. I saw Seth Godin was launching his book, The Icarus Deception. I saw Tony Robbins was launching his book, Money. And I had put myself in the right position. I had hundreds of episodes that were live on my show. I had built an audience. I had won Best of iTunes in 2013. I was starting to get accolades and notice and momentum. So I went to them with a very simple thing. Tony, Tim, I have something that I would love to do for you. I have a big audience of entrepreneurs. Give me 25 minutes of your time. We can promote your book, your product, your service to my audience. It's a win-win. And these people were in promotion mode. They were making the rounds. So it made it so much easier. And when I got a yes from one of those people I just mentioned, who's going to say no after that point? Because now you have this genius. One individual, let's just say a Tony Robbins, who has said yes to be on your show. Now when I go to, you know, Tony Robbins Light, you know, whoever that might be, and say, hey, I've got Tony Robbins on my show. The dude's going to be like, well, if Tony Robbins says yes, obviously I'm going to say yes because yeah. I'm no Tony Robbins yet. And he validates everything. And that's the process. Put in the reps, hone your craft, be good at what you do, build something of value, which I did with my podcast, and then be strategic when the time is right, then you pounce.
So smart. So smart. Now, I know a lot of people sometimes are just afraid to even ask. Like sometimes that's mind blowing to me. So what can you tell those people? Because I know what I could tell. I would tell them, but like, well, you know, obviously he was very smart, guys. Okay. He literally lined it up when their book launched. He built up, he had a plan. Like I already see, like I'm in your mind, JLD. I see how you think and yeah. I get it and I love it. Now, what can you tell those people who don't like have the confidence or are a little, you know, not confident on the site to be able to say, hey, you know what, let me reach out to this person. Like, what do you tell them?
Listen, this is the reality is that a lot of you listening shouldn't be reaching out to these people right now because A, you're not ready. B, you don't deserve it. And yes, if you want to take that, you know, as a dig, then take it as a dig. It's not meant as one. I didn't deserve it when I first launched. I had to do all those things that I talked about. I had to do hundreds of interviews. I had to build an actual audience and a movement and a reputation before I started to do those things. So don't be afraid of putting in the work, of getting in there And starting again, I'll go back to that comment with the C and the D players, people that are up and comers and making it happen. And then guess what you should be doing this whole time as well? Why aren't you not becoming a person of value in those A and B players? You should be liking every Instagram post that they put up there, commenting on every single one, sending them a DM from time to time that just says, hey, that message today really resonated. Thank you. Doing the same thing on their Facebook, their Twitter. Why do you think that these people are doing those things? It's because they want the comments, they want the likes, they want the acknowledgments. We all do. And guess what? We notice. We see the people that are there every single day, liking, commenting, sharing. So be a person of value in their world over the course of days, weeks, months, leading up to what can then be your ask. And then if, you know, I have somebody who I see is putting in the work and liking my content, commenting on it, sending me an occasional message that's really kind and thoughtful and encouraging. And then 6 months from now, they're like, hey, JLD, by the way, this whole time I've been supporting you very, you know, vocally on social media because I love your stuff. I've also been building something special at the exact same time. This is what I built. How about 15 minutes? How about 20 minutes? Come on my platform and help me grow this thing even bigger. The likelihood of me saying yes to an individual is through the roof compared to some cold person who just reaches out, hey, can you be on my show? Well, maybe, but the thing is, the person that put in the work and did all those things I mentioned, that person is part of my audience. They're part of Fire Nation. And in some ways, they're already family. That's the right way to do it.
Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. JLD, you're my man. I just love it. Listen, you know what's funny? I always talk about if you lack patience, you lack results. You were strategic. Like I always tell everyone, I've been hibernating for the last 10 years and I just started getting on social media because I've been focused on my business. And that's the same thing you did. You built it. You focused on it and you were like ready to attack. And once you had enough, you know, really ready to go and you had enough in your basket that was like proof and value for someone else, you attacked and then you succeeded. Great job, my man. I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it. Now, let me ask you this. So, you know, obviously I've followed you for a while. I never like to really talk too much about myself on my own podcast, but I think it'd be good from your perspective to get other people's, you know, so they can get some insight on this. I reached out to you just cold turkey. You know, I just shot you a DM once, you know, at the time I wasn't liking a lot of your posts because I wasn't really on social media. What was it different about me that made you say, yes, let's do this?
So there's one thing that I've always been really good at and only gotten better at as I've kind of moved through this world and interviewed now over 2,100 people on my show, but interviewed on over 1,000 other shows and growing. There's something that I've really continued to get better at, and that is being a judge of energy. And for me, energy is all we have. I mean, how do you show up in a space? How do you show up when you're talking to one person? How do you show up when you're talking to thousands of people, as I was just doing at PodFest in Orlando a couple of days ago? I mean, what are you going to do? How are you going to show up? And for me, I can just judge energy. And your energy just came through in the messages. You know, I went and saw some of your content. Like, I always research my potential guests because it's so important that when I have somebody on my show and I'm like, hey, Josh, are you prepared to ignite? And the person goes, yeah, let's do this. That's already going to be a horrible interview. I don't care how awesome of content that guy or girl drops for the next 25 to 45 minutes. It's going to be a bad interview because this is audio, guys. Like, we resonate with voice. There's a reason why history is broken up into his story, because we love stories. We like to talk, tell, hear, listen to stories. And so when I saw your energy, when I saw your vibe, when I saw all that stuff, I'm like, this is a guy that's going to bring heat to Entrepreneurs on Fire. Let's do this. Let's make it happen. And so that's a straight answer.
Love it. Love it. Well, that's, you know, the takeaway for that, people, is quite simple. Bring the energy, show your passion, let it drip through your DM, drip through your email, drip through the phone. You, look, I don't even drink coffee as I talk about. You just got to bring the energy and people are going to feed off it, because when you put it out there, you get it back. Now, I know everyone's waiting for the drum roll question here. Out of everyone you've interviewed, and you've interviewed so many people, over 1 million views monthly. Is that correct, JLD?
Yes.
That is insane. Out of everyone you've interviewed, what are some of the consistencies you see in the most successful people in the world?
By far, the biggest consistency that I see with successful entrepreneurs is they know how to set a SMART goal and then see that SMART goal through to success. So now for people that might not know what SMART stands for, it's an acronym for specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound. So entrepreneurs that I see out there that are achieving success are setting that SMART goal, that specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, and time bound, and then they are seeing that through to success. In fact, this was like a light bulb that struck me about 3 years ago. And I said, man, every one of my guests, they're just so good at number one, setting these SMART goals, but number two, actually accomplishing them. How can I help my listeners get to that point? And that's back when I launched the Freedom Journal, which is this gorgeous leather-bound journal on how to accomplish your number one goal in 100 days. And it's just an example of, Josh, when you identify what your audience is lacking and you create the solution to that, it can be a true home run. So I put this $39 journal that I created on Kickstarter, and in just 33 days, this $39 journal did over $453,000 and became the second highest funded publishing campaign of all time on Kickstarter, all because I identified that question that you asked, like, what do my guests who are successful entrepreneurs have and are doing that is a bridge, is a gap from the rest of the audience that I have that isn't achieving that same level of success. So that's a great platform for you to kind of start and say, what's the biggest problem out there that I can create a solution for that's going to help bring them over that gap, that's going to create that bridge of information to make them win? And that Freedom Journal for us was launched, again, 33 days, did $453,000, still brings in tens of thousands of dollars every single month. 3 years later, it's just the solution to the problem.
I love it. Fantastic. Yes, I always talk about making your goals SMART. You know, we always have our rocks we create every quarter, and I'm sure you're familiar with rocks. You know, you have rocks, you have pebbles, you have sand. Rocks are what really stick, and we always got to, you know, make sure our rocks are SMART to identify them and crush them so we continue to keep moving the needle. And that's great. So really, JLD, thanks for sharing that. Really, really motivating, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to get fired up from that. Now, you know, I'm very big on vision. Vision's everything to me. Like, I always tell people, you got to take a blank canvas out, and literally, you should be walking around with a paintbrush in your pocket. I don't say that literally because people will think you're crazy, but you got to be able to paint that vision. So if we take it back to, I don't know, middle school, high school, like, what were your goals? Like, was this part of your plan? Was it not? Were you not sure? Because I'm sure there's lots of people out there, and I get lots of DMs now with people in their early 20s. You know, I don't know what to do with my life. You know, I have no money. I can't succeed. And I always say, follow your passion. But what did that look like for you?
Listen, you are not alone right now if you're listening to this and you're like, I don't really know if I have great goals right now. I don't really know if I have passions, curiosities, hobbies, all these different things. I think a lot of people get caught up in what I call this Gary Vaynerchuk world, where they just think that if they're not born an entrepreneur, like obviously Gary Vaynerchuk was, then they can never be successful as an entrepreneur or as somebody that's running their own show and doing whatever it is they want to do. To me, again, I went a different path. I was an entrepreneurial as a kid. I went into the Army, which is like as traditional as you can get, as an officer for 8 years. Then I spent time in law school and corporate finance and real estate, like all these very blah, like traditional career paths. And for me, I never really had that big bug to go and do my own thing. So I was 32 years old. And guess what? That puts me in a different class of a lot of people that I interview. Like, for instance, Josh, maybe you are one of those people that was just born screaming, a screaming entrepreneur. Gary Vaynerchuk was, you know, there's, I can name 50 other people who are massively successful who are, but I kind of represent one of those people that wasn't. You know, it took me till I was 32 years old to say, okay, you know what? Let me just start learning about what it would look like to be an entrepreneur. And it was like a slow but steady learning education path to get me going. Now, like as a kid, I was a very successful athlete. I was, you know, voted most athletic in my high school. And I went on to really enjoy just being fit and athletics and all of these things. I was good at school, never great. I was good. Literally my GPA in college was 3.04. And I just like was so thrilled to be over 3.0. Like that was my only goal during college. And that was it. Like I was just good at a lot of things. But I never had like that urge to be great until later in my life. And do I wish it came earlier? Yes, but it just didn't. It just wasn't part of my DNA at the time. So for people that are listening that are out there and you're 15, 25, 45, 75, and you're just like, I don't know if I've really got the entrepreneurial bug. Believe me, you do. You just have to come at it more slowly and methodically and meaningfully and intentionally like I did. It's been a slow and steady growth. And now I can never go back, but it wasn't the snap of the fingers. I wasn't born with it. It didn't come overnight. It came slowly, steadily, and I'm grateful for it. But again, going back to, I guess, your main core question of like, as a kid, did I have goals? Like, yeah, like kind of maybe micro goals. Like, you know, I want to, you know, like win that basketball game, or I want to do X, or I want to, you know, make $2,000 this summer. So when I go back to college, I actually have some spending money, but nothing like big and grandiose until later in my life.
Love it. Love it. Well, listen, this is definitely very motivating, probably going to give a lot of people hope, because look, I told people I used to drive around in my car. I was depressed. I didn't know what I wanted to do. And at 25, I started, Jim, guys, you started this at 32. Look, I always say age means nothing. I always like to say, you got to think of yourself as a bottle of wine. You only get better with age, but you have to literally put that in your mind, believe it, and be able to understand that you can accomplish whatever you want. But you got to have positive vibes. You got to be positive, and you got to be able to feed off just great energy, just like JLD is bringing to this podcast. It's amazing. But you know, before we wrap up, the one question I like to always finish off, and it's kind of put you on the spot a little bit, but not really, is if you were conducting this interview, what is a question you would ask?
The question I would ask is, John, what is something that you used to believe 6 months ago that you've changed your mind about? I think that's like a very time relevant question on something that I used to believe or do, but I've actually recently changed my mind about, whether that be in the health, wellness, business sphere, whatever that might be. And I think that's key.
Love it. Well, listen, there's a lot of takeaways in this podcast, guys. Everyone, make sure you follow my man here, my good friend now. You know, JLD, share where everyone can find you and, you know, a little bit more about your podcast so everyone can check you out.
So all the magic for our world happens at eofire.com. Head over there, join our newsletter. We have this incredible welcome email series that will literally blow you away. And I also have a resources tab over there that has nothing but free courses for you, no matter where you are in your business, whether you want a podcast, to create a funnel, or do whatever it is you want to do with goals. We have free courses to get you there. Take them, consume them, learn from them, become a better individual. And my podcast is Entrepreneurs on Fire. So definitely check that out. It's a great show where I have interviewed over 2,100 successful entrepreneurs to date, and I'm interviewing more awesome entrepreneurs all the time. So hope to see you guys over there as well.
Love it. Love it. Well, guys, you know, everything in relation to this podcast is about purpose. I want to give all listeners behind the scenes insight to some of the most successful entrepreneurs and the practices they have. And today was a great, great episode. But again, JLD, thank you so much for coming on Fuel Your Drive. And until later, we'll see you then.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world. And we want to help you along the journey.